And here's a look at the news for this Thursday, the 8th day of April for 2021. Well, the man accused of strangling the serial killer known as the I-5 Strangler won't face the death penalty. Amador County District Attorney Todd Reby said yesterday he had filed first-degree murder charges against Jason Budrow and will seek a sentence of life in prison without possibility of parole. Budrow is accused of strangling Roger Kibbe, whose body was discovered on February 28th in their shared cell at Mule Creek Prison. Budrow already is serving life without parole for the strangling death of his then-girlfriend in 2011 in Riverside County. According to Reby, death penalty cases are costly and lengthy affairs that include automatic appeals. California hasn't executed anyone since 2006, and Governor Newsom has issued a moratorium on capital punishment while he's in office. Kibbe was serving multiple life terms without possibility of parole when he was killed.
Well, law enforcement agencies from throughout the Motherlode warning residents of the latest phone scam. According to reports, the caller states a loved one's been kidnapped, then a person screams in the background. Well, the caller tells you to pay a ransom. Well, after claiming to have kidnapped a loved one, the scammers then demand a wire transfer, or they threaten to hurt the family member. Now, it's understandable why someone may be tricked into following the scammer's orders, say sheriff detectives, due to the upsetting nature of the call. However, they add, don't be fooled. This is a scam. Any stranger asking for money to be wired, personal ID information, or to purchase gift cards should cause alarm bells to go off, as it's always, almost certainly, a scammer. Now, if you receive such a call, you should hang up, report the call immediately to the Sheriff Department.
Cal Fire, in cooperation with Sierra Pacific Industries, has scheduled a low-intensity prescribed burn today on Shake Fiddletown vegetation management lands, dependent upon weather conditions and any restrictions by Amador County Air Pollution District. The burn will run from 9 to 3 today and again tomorrow if necessary. The Shake Fiddletown vegetation management plan is located along Fiddletown Road and Ponderosa Way. The objective is to treat approximately 34 acres of timber understory brush within the fuel break. Smoke may be visible in the area. Now, again, resources will be on hand from CAL FIRE, Pine Grove Youth Conservation Camp, Lockwood Fire, Amador Fire Protection District, and Sierra Pacific Industries. As with all CAL FIRE prescribed burns, this project will be evaluated utilizing the go-no-go checklist that's based on weather and incident activity.
Well, CAL FIRE conducting a prescribed burn in northeastern Calaveras County through today. Smoke may be visible in the northeastern portion of the county, 4 miles north of Wilseyville near Winton Road in the West Point area. The prescribed burn will take place between 10 and 5 today if conditions are favorable. Now, this vegetation management plan includes 2 engines, 1 crew, and cooperating agencies to reduce forest fuels in strategic locations within the project area. Additional burns are planned in the project area throughout spring and next winter, depending on fuel and weather conditions. CAL FIRE asked the public not report the burn as a wildfire. They also ask people stay clear of the area.
And again, a quick reminder for you that Michigan Bar Road will be closed to traffic Monday the 12th through Thursday the 15th between Carbondale Road and the Sacramento County line for the replacement of the railroad crossing. Now, Union Pacific Railroad will be conducting this work. Again, there will be a detour, Carbondale Road to Maxwell Road. Again, that is Monday the 12th through Thursday the 15th.
And the last Amador Resource Conservation District community chipping event will be held this week, tomorrow and Saturday in Fiddletown, but they'll provide roadside chipping service throughout the county for a limited time. To request door-to-door chipping services, submit an intake form found at amadorchipping.org. They'll chip your roadside slash and woody debris for free. Again, that's amadorchipping.org. For more information about roadside chipping service and future community chipping events, visit the website rcd.org/ chipping. And again, the event will be held at the fire station in Fiddletown tomorrow and Saturday.
And that, my friends, is a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.